Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Week and a day after the mess in the Iowa caucuses, the campaign finally over as the candidates for the Democratic nomination for president face a big hurdle today in the New Hampshire primary, where our live team coverage continues with Fox's Brian Kilmeade. You'll hear him live from New Hampshire beginning at 9 o'clock this morning. And is there safe money, safe bet on a leading candidate or two who may finish in the top tier today, Brian?
Most exciting, I guess, for the field is Amy Klobuchar, because they really feel when she put her hand up and said, yeah, I have a problem with the socialists leading the ticket, it kind of broke the ice. And it, we said what we hear all across the country. Really? Are we going into socialism, Medicare for all, student loan forgiveness, free preschool, free college? We know that's not possible. It's never been done before. But Bernie is leading. He's going to win. They say Mayor Pete has surged, but they don't expect it to be enough. He'll be number two. If Klobuchar's three and Warren's four, where's the leave Joe Biden? So Klobuchar's rise, Biden falling like a rock. We had three or four people from Fox go to his event. He was late for 45 minutes. There was no enthusiasm. It was dead from the music to his speech. It was just mechanical. And now there's a national poll out that shows Bloomberg is third in a national poll. And now his Joe Biden's watershed moment was South Carolina with his African-American support. And it's down from 50% in December to 27% now, because nobody wants to be with somebody who's going to lose. So when he tanks, so do his numbers with his firewall.
Within about a five-minute drive of Biden's event yesterday evening was a President Trump rally, where we can't forget there's a Republican Party in the Granite State as well. The president dropping into Manchester last night for one of the familiar campaign rallies. First rally, I believe, since the impeachment vote last week. Was the message pretty similar, or does it turn a corner?
I thought it was a little bit more positive than I remember. I was kind of, for his sake, I thought, going in and having such an angry East Room, which I understood, meeting with all his Republican buddies, when he said, hey, listen, I beat all these investigations and I get it and people are high-fiving. But I thought if he brought that to the stage, it almost is looking back. I thought he looked forward a lot. And if you look at New Hampshire's story, he focused on that. I mean, we have a 3.6 unemployment. They got a 2.4% unemployment. They increased their job numbers through the roof. Their median income is extremely strong. He only lost by 0.2%. So I think he was out there going, look at the USMCA. That's going to maybe help you as much as any state in the union. So he was looking at, yeah, I want to be the story here. But he also says, I want to come back and win your state. I'm coming back again. And they were lining up in the pouring rain. Let me tell you, I drove. I was in New York. I lost 10 degrees when I went to Boston. You lost another 10 degrees when you get to New Hampshire and you see snow everywhere. And you say to yourself, how the heck did these people stay out in this between 12 and 18 hours just so they'd be one of the, I think it's 17,000 that got in? So this is enthusiasm for a president when usually a reelection of a president who's unopposed doesn't really get much. Everything's different about this president.
Warm thoughts from your second home, Brian. It's going to be 82 degrees, by the way, in Jacksonville today.
I'll be there next week.
Look forward to it. Listen for Brian Kilmeade continuing coverage of You Decide 2020 starting at 9 o'clock following Jacksonville's morning news. 24 of the 33 delegates to the Democratic Convention.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.